Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music, VO5, and dance originality. Love the disco on a Saturday night. That disco, if you're out there laughing about it, let me just tell you something about that. That disco fills thousands of people at Atwood Fest every year.
Oh, man. And it did this year, Jimmy.
Yeah.
There were probably about 7,000 or 8,000 people in front of our stage.
Absolutely huge. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Terry Barr sends her regards. Hopefully she'll be back next week. Don't forget to grab the app. Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now because you can call or text us from the app. You can choose your home station across the Civic Media network. It's super groovy. And there might be some news updates out there about hippie Christmas material still lingering out in the street right now. Rob and Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point are here. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, did you, Jimmy and Rocker. Thank you for having us.
Rob, did you get any hippie Christmas stuff out there?
You know, I didn't do a lot this year, but I have previously done pretty well. Had some pretty good good afternoons and some good scores.
Emily, what about you? You're resourceful, aren't you?
Yeah, no? I am resourceful, but I'm not into hippie Christmas. I grew up in Madison, so for me, it's kind of like, it's not really as exciting as it may be for someone who didn't spend their childhood watching this transition here downtown. So.
You probably donated some stuff to the cause.
It's a time to put things out. I heard y'all talking about that before, so we're on the other side of it now, right?
Mine's more just about finding the weird and unusual and the oddities that you find along the way. I like to see what's in, you know, every day I see things on the side of the road that I have to go see what they really are.
It tells a story, right? It tells a story about the people that live there.
The story is one man's junk is another man's treasure.
You got it. Nice segue.
Do they have, you know, hippie Christmases in other cities in Wisconsin? I don't know. I'm sure. Madison
other
only.
Other college
thing.
Towns probably, though,
We can't be the only ones that throws perfectly good stuff on the curb.
No, but I bet this is the only city that calls it hippie Christmas. I mean, this is Madison, Wisconsin, right. You know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
Now, we were just talking about VO5 and Atwood Fest, and, you know, Weikert Realtors, they were one of the sponsors of the stage, of the Clyde Stubblefield stage, and it was a whole lot of fun. That was the first time that you guys had done the full sponsorship. What did you think of Atwood Fest this year?
Well, Atwood Fest is always a great time. This year was really special because where the stage was located, first of all, Clyde Stubblefield is a gentleman who I spent many, many, many years watching perform live, and there's no words, so I'll just leave it at that. It was an honor to be able to have our business name next to his name. They had a beautiful banner with his face on it, and it was just really important, and like I said, an honor to be part of that and be able to represent that. The stage was kind of right in our backyard, you know, in our front yard of our office was the festival itself, so we were just like surrounded with party and music and fun and love and
just a great day.
Walker was nice enough to let me get on stage and say hello, which was a lot of fun. So, you know, energy from the crowd, like Atwood Fest was great this year. So thank you for that.
It was a good time. And we thank you for sponsoring. But there's a lot of stuff that you do with other festivals, including Fête de Marquette. And this year you're going to be serving beer at the Willie Street Fair.
I am. Actually, myself and Rob are going to be slanging beer at Willie Street Fair Sunday the 17th from 1:45 to 4 is our volunteer shift. Come see us. We'll be at the Heartland Credit Union area bar. And it's exciting because, you know, like everybody comes to the beer tent. Everybody comes up to get a beer at these festivals. So it's a way to be able to kind of say hello to people and enjoy yourself and, you know, cheers to a good time. So I'm excited to help. It's a volunteer event, too, for the Wilmar Center. So always happy to be part of that.
Plus,
it's East Side, Willie Street. Streets, you know, again, not quite the same backyard as Atwood Fest, but spent a lot of time up and down Willie Street over the years.
It's still the hood. Yep.
Plus, you're a rock star when you're serving beer.
You are a rock star when you're serving. I mean, everyone, you're pretty much the most important person there when you're serving beer at a festival, right?
And I saw the sign at Fair Oaks and Atwood with the list of the white curd, the sandwich board. You know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
You guys are really getting involved, like networking through the community, which I love.
Thank you. Yeah, we like to share the good news of what's going on in town with the larger public, which is why we made that sign. We've got that in front of the office too. So kind of figured spread it out and yeah, a lot of people see it and we just want people to know how much fun Madison is.
Hit the QR code, takes them to that schedule of events so they know what's going on all summer and into the fall as well.
Now, where is your office located? Because it's right over on Atwood Avenue. Tell people about the Weikert office because it's a good little space, right? And a great little community.
Yeah, so it's special for a lot of reasons. One, it's located on Atwood Avenue. That's 2045 Atwood, Suite 105. There's a beautiful parking lot in the back, which anybody who wants to come visit is more than welcome to park and come in the back door or come in the front door, walking right through the front on Atwood there. We're right next to Barley Pop and Kennedy Place, so it's a nice little community of businesses there. Most people in this area know about Shanks Corners. That's great history, so it's a really nice place to kind of be located, as well as inside our office, we have a cool little art gallery happening. Yeah, so we change out artists, local artists, friends, people who've come to us, you know, et cetera. So just a really nice way to showcase local community action.
And right now we've got, I think, 6 artists showing. And that's pretty cool. It's a good space for each of them to do their different things. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a couple times a year, you guys, there's art happenings around town, and you're a part of that. The next one is coming up, Fall Artist Night. That's on Friday, September 29th from 6 to 9. What goes on when you guys open it up to the public and have an art showing?
Sure. So we like to open our doors and have snacks and beverages and a family-friendly event. Also have the artists be able to be there and talk up their art, show people around if they'd like to talk about specific pieces and sell it right off the wall, which does happen. So like artists, you know, they make some livelihood being able to be part of our, you know, four walls. And we're really, really proud to be able to offer that space to be able to do that. And, you know, it's a little party. We have a good time. So, you know, we invite everyone always to come. 29th is the next one. It's the Alternative Artists Night. And it is 6 to 8, 2045 Atwood.
How can an artist get art on their wall so it can be sold off the wall?
Sure. They can just either walk on in or go ahead and call 721-8002. That gets anyone you need that will help. Or just stop in the office and talk to Greer, our lovely, lovely woman that works in the front that takes care of us, basically. She's kind of the connect for all the artists, and she will help getting your stuff on the wall and doing all the communications necessary.
Now, Rob, I know that you do some houses, listings, and show stuff out in Milwaukee, and you're here in Madison, but now you're doing some collaboration also in Baraboo. Tell us about the Baraboo connection.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. There's another Weichert office up in Baraboo called Weichert Realtors Great Day. Good friends of ours, and we just recently came to a formal agreement to collaborate with them on some things and really kind of just bring the two offices together, kind of fill the space between Baraboo and Madison. You know, there's a lot of area, Portage and Poinette, Lodi, you know, Sauk City, some of that area. And, you know, it's a great group of people, you know, good group there, good group down here. And we're all working together now and really, you know, having some fun getting together and, you know, making things happen.
Well, I know I've been going to those outside rings and showing people homes because Madison sometimes is kind of tough. So those areas right outside of Madison are a lot more fruitful, it seems, these days.
Baraboo's rocking, too. There's a lot of stuff happening in Baraboo. Yes, the downtown is great. It is. And property taxes are a little up there, too.
This is true. This is true. Property taxes are different everywhere outside of Madison.
And a lot of local bands come out of Baraboo. I'll tell you, you know. Fox is from up
Fox,
there.
Yeah, of course.
There you but go. You know, McKenzie.
No, McKenzie's from Portage, right? Or Sauk City.
Well,
but the area, right? Sauk County. I mean, Derek Romero. Sauk County, right?
Derek Romero.
Old Soul Society.
Yeah, Old Soul Society. That's who I was thinking of.
I love you two trying to figure out who can remember what quicker.
Yeah.
That was good.
Trying to get sometimes. It's a contest. People take bets.
Website.
I'm going to start doing that. Yeah.
Website, phone number, address again.
Sure. WeichertMadison.com, 608-721-8002. I'm Emily Rizika. This is Robert Grether. We love running this real estate company. We love having folks like Rocker work with us and all the folks in Baraboo and Madison. And have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for having us, guys.
Where are you going to dinner tonight?
Woohoo!
At my sister-in-law's house and on the lake. We're really excited.
Orton Park Fest is coming soon, so we'll be there as well. But yeah, she lives right across the street from Orton Park.
Yeah, it's a little home dinner. It'll be nice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
folks. Appreciate it. Great to see you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.